Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. Joining us this morning, the fine folks from Taylor Hearing Centers, Dr. Matthew Taylor and Kelly Ray Cooper.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
How's it going? How's it going in the world of hearing?
We're listening all the time.
We're done here. I mean, how can we top that?
We're on air.
That's right.
Hey, lots to get to this morning. Lots of fun things to talk about. Kelly Ray, we're going to start with you this morning. We could probably take the whole Saturday to talk through all the different complexities of this subject, but we're going to go over insurance and how your insurance can help you when it comes to your hearing aids.
We could. It's really interesting subject. I've been at Taylor Hearing Centers for 8 years and filing insurance, and I have learned a lot in those 8 years. So the one thing that I have learned in something that's ever-changing is not all insurance companies cover hearing aids or have a hearing aid benefit. And so those companies that have chosen not to add a hearing aid benefit to their policies have signed on with different discount programs as a means to say, we don't want to have a benefit that we actually pay out of our pocket, but we signed on with this discount company in order to offer you a lower price. And where we come in as the provider is these discount companies approach us because they don't have providers to fill that gap. So you sign on with them to participate with them, and we get paid a flat fee for services. So essentially, we become the expert slash middleman. They're technically the members go through that discount program, they contact them. But the hard part is that to me, explaining to patients that an insurance benefit is something they don't have to pay out of their pocket. That is a benefit that is due them. That is money that is set aside in a bank that says, we're going to pay $2,500 towards the purchase of your hearing aids. And that doesn't come out of their pocket. Whereas they get these flyers from these discount companies who use great marketing tools. And they say, because you have this insurance, if you come through here, we're going to get you cheaper hearing aids. So that's not necessarily true. It just means that they're going to get a discounted hearing aid, but it's all money out of their pocket. And the hard part to explain to patients is as you come to Taylor Hearing Centers, the thing that sets us apart is our service. We take care of you for the life of the hearing aid. We are not going to charge you an office visit every time you come in. Those kind of things are included in the cost of your hearing aids, and we're just going to take care of you. And when you go through a discount program in order to
Get that low price.
They set those different discount programs, set those parameters for what we can and can't charge. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden you have somebody that has been your patient for years and now has chosen to go through this discount program, and which we're a provider for, but they paid this low price on a hearing aid. But now after three visits, what? I have to pay for my office visit? Wait a minute, I have to pay to have you program my hearing aids? So it's kind of a learning curve in educating the patient on what is an actual insurance benefit and what is the difference between participating in a discount program. And just because you have an insurance benefit does not mean that in order to be eligible for that benefit that you have to go through. That's another fun little marketing ploy, of course. Everybody wants to have that business.
If your insurance does not have a benefit for hearing aids, mm-hmm. and you have to pay for it outright.
Yes.
Okay. Is it more cost effective for you to pay for it outright and get the office visits for the life of the hearing aid as opposed to participate in a discount program?
The way the breakdown works is we have to follow those guidelines and parameters per those discount programs. And, of course, they're going to – I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword. They want us to be their providers, so they don't want to run us off.
Right.
So they set up guidelines in order for us to recoup those fees as if they were our patient. And – following those guidelines is not always easy. It's like I tell these guys all the time, you're going to have to unzip your Taylor Hearing Center skin and become this service individual that is following the guidelines of these discount programs. And they're everywhere. It's happening. It's trending. That's what's happening. There's, I can name 12 discount programs off the top of my head. And that was a way when those insurance companies were locked in and couldn't change things for them not to add that hearing aid benefit, but to give their patients or their members a little bit of a perk. Because let's face it, hearing aids aren't covered by Medicare. And supplementals follow Medicare guidelines. So if Medicare doesn't pay, they don't pay either. Well, who's your target group?
Who's your demographic?
Who's your demographic? Your demographic is for typically Medicare patients. And so, however, that's not always true. Your hearing loss is no respecter of age or persons.
And so, it's getting younger every day.
And it's getting younger every day. But the thing is number one, if you do have insurance, call me. I can call and check. I've been calling and fighting with insurance companies successfully for 8 years.
5 days a week.
if you have a benefit that's due you, I will go get it. And if there's confusion or you get other mailers in the mail, call me. I'll explain it. I will explain the difference. Mm-hmm. But try to call me first, because if you call them, then you're kind of locked into the program. And then there's no way for me to get around it. Once you've made contact with them, you're theirs.
Dr. Taylor, I think you once called Kelly Ray the insurance goddess. Is that the correct title?
Yes.
I mean, we all want someone. I mean, if you say to me, just give me your card and I will take care of that, the constant waiting on hold and the battling of the conversations, I mean, that's a dream come true. If anyone's had to call, you know, insurance companies lately.
I think we all want to have that advocate for us. Well, I am your advocate at Taylor Hearing Centers. I will fight. I will dig. I will find out if you have a benefit. And if you do, that's the beauty of having a program like this. Not everybody is able to learn all of the ins and outs of that insurance company and what to do and how to file for it. And we've been able to do that. And so if they have a benefit and we have a hearing aid that is able to fit their loss, they can come in and get a pretty nice hearing aid with no money out of pocket.
Think of a benefit like a wellness exam.
Exactly.
You know, it's all included.
That's right.
You've already paid for it, so you might as well take advantage of it.
And that's exactly what I tell all of our patients. This is the benefit that is due you. You have paid your dues. You have paid in. Whereas the discount program, it might be a really nice perk up front, but man, when you start reading that fine print and keep going on down the line, you find that you're probably going to pay more than you would to come to Taylor Hearing Centers and pay our discounted prices already.
And if you are of Medicare age and you don't qualify for that benefit, and you do have to purchase this item out of pocket, there are all kinds of different payment plans available and options for you to take advantage of.
There are financing options, and we will help you for what best fits your hearing loss and your budget. You know, I joke all the time that these guys aren't out to, you know, fit only top of the line hearing aids. They want to know what your lifestyle is. They want to know if you're busy and you go play bingo or, you know, go to a golf event or just go to church on Sundays. Those are all kind of lifestyle events and background noise and those kind of things that they can best fit your loss for.
And as the technology has caught up with these devices over the years, the total investment has gone down. You know, it is more affordable than ever to...
Well, and you're investing in a quality of life. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that that's known. It is a change of life. When somebody is struggling to hear, you can't participate. If you can't participate, what do? You fade away. And so, you know, you start to get paranoid, you start to get anxious, you start to drift away, even from your family. And so at those family events, you know, I think we all have that stigma of grandpa still sitting in the corner with that hearing aid that squeals. And that's what everybody thinks and sees. It is simply not that way anymore.
And sometimes we take for granted age and memory loss and confusion. But so much of that sometimes can be traced right back to hearing loss.
And that is a beautiful segue into everything that Dr. Taylor has to offer in what he's going to talk about this morning.
It's a perfect time to take a break. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with Dr. Matthew Taylor, Kelly Ray Cooper of Taylor Hearing Centers, of course, located here in Mountain Home. You can always give them a call, 424-4600. Again, that's 424-4600. But I'm sitting here looking at a whole list of locations throughout Arkansas that you can find at TaylorHearingCenters.com. Some all throughout Arkansas, some in the Memphis area, correct? Mm-hmm. So if you're anywhere in that area and you need help, you need assistance, you need a charge, whatever it may be, you can stop in and they'll take care of you.
We go on both sides of the river.
That's right. There's always cookie and fresh cookies and coffee there.
Oh, so you make sure you have all the cookies at all the locations too?
We do.
You betcha.
I was kind of hoping that was just a perk for all of us Mountain Home people, but I guess if you want to take it across
the
state,
Taylor Hearing Centers everywhere.
Hey, and I have to make mention too of Randy Four here in the Mountain Home location, recently appointed to the Governor's Council, recently appointed by the governor, replacing one Dr. Matt Taylor. Is that correct?
Actually, Randy's been serving on the Board of Hearing Instrument Dispensers. Mm-hmm. This will be his second three-year term.
Okay.
I was the audiology representative to the board and served my three-year terms, and then it took the governor another 7 months to replace me. So I did 9 years, 7 months.
You're kind of a big deal.
You know, I got the letter last week or so that said, you know, thank you for your service to God and country. You are now done. You've been replaced. So,
well, please tell Randy he was a trending item on KTLO.com last week when the announcement was made. I know that that will be the highlight.
I don't know if I want to tell him that. He might not make it through the door.
That's right.
Dr. Taylor, earlier we were talking about how memory loss and confusion as you age can sometimes be traced back to hearing loss.
Yes. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. John Hopkins did a study. They actually released the results clear back in 2011 about the link and the commonality of hearing loss with dementia. It was a study that they had done for years and years and years, and looking at different factors as we age, and they found common symptomatology with hearing loss and dementia and Alzheimer's. You know, they've not found a direct pathology or a common pathology for this, but they believe that part of it has to do with as we lose our hearing, we strain to listen, to understand, which kind of goes with what Kelly was talking about a little bit ago about how people withdraw then. But they think that maybe this straining to decode the sounds over the years may overwhelm people's brains and cause this condition.
We think of it in terms of that mental energy that you have to put forth. It's exhausting.
I've literally had patients sit down in front of me. You can look at their face. You can see that they're just wiped out. And I remember one fellow just saying, Matt, I just can't do it anymore. It takes so much out of me to try to understand that I've stopped going out. I've stopped going to church. He just had this whole list of things he's not doing anymore. You know, and then people wind up withdrawing. They're not socializing. And they get, you know, they're fatigued and they withdraw, and then depression sets in, and it's just a domino effect of problems that then come from that isolation and withdrawing.
If we're the loved one of one of those people and we see this happening, and we cannot convince that person that maybe you should get your hearing tested. I mean, how do you get over that hurdle?
I think that's really...
Because that's a pride thing sometimes,
yeah,
especially in older men. I'm not trying to throw the guys under the bus, but I mean, sometimes it's just a little harder. Am I wrong?
Well,
I would say that there's a vanity factor. Yeah, I mean, we all have pride when it comes to that.
You know, and for some reason, it's a whole lot easier for us to go have our eyes checked than it is to go have our hearing tested.
Why is that?
I don't know, but I mean, that's something that I observe. But I've seen it both with men and women, and the struggle that their family and their loved ones, friends, you know, can go through in trying to get them to take that step and come through the door and at least have it checked out. We try to make it as simple as possible for people to be able to find out what's mm-hmm. going on with their hearing. You know, it's like a lot of things. If we can catch things early, then we can help out with it. The longer we let a hearing loss go, the harder it is to retrain the brain on how to recognize mm-hmm. speech sounds. You know, and we remember a lot of things how we heard them. Mm-hmm. So if we heard them wrong, we're going to remember them wrong.
And speak them wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's such a fascinating study. I'm always trying to relay to patients, you know, the longer you let that hearing loss go, the more your understanding goes. Now, we can pour all the gain in the world and all of the volume in the world back to you so that you're able to hear things more clearly. But I cannot pour that understanding back to you. And something we say in the hearing aid world, when you very first get your hearing aids on, you are in auditory rehab. When you break your hip, what do you have to do? You have to retrain, you have to rehabilitate your leg and hip how to work. It is the same for your ears. When you come in, you're in auditory rehab. Your brain is overloaded with sounds that your brain literally has forgotten how to hear.
And it takes time to retrain the brain on how to focus on things you want to listen to, how to recognize them, separate it from all the other things that are in the environment. You know, we're in such a world of instant gratification, you know.
I hadn't heard.
Yeah, really, no. And you know, having that I want it perfect and I want it now. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't always happen with our bodies, with our brains, the same with our ears and our hearing and our listening. It is a process. You alluded a little while ago to technology and how mm-hmm. it's changed and everything. I mean, years ago when I started to fit hearing aids, we won't say how many years ago that was. It was really very basic. It was put the instrument in the ear. We joked about it being digital from the fact that you used your finger to turn the volume up and down.
Marketing.
You know, marketing, yes, there we go. But it was basically raise everything, lower everything. You could do a little minor frequency shaping, but nothing like what we can do today. It's like sitting at this soundboard here, adjusting individual frequencies, loudness, mm-hmm. compression, all kinds of things.
And I know we've said it every time you guys are here, but you can be as technologically advanced as you choose to be.
That's correct.
True.
Because the technology part of it can be vastly overwhelming.
It can, but that's where
you come
patients
in.
Rely on mm-hmm. me and the other professionals.
And all the locations
throughout
Arkansas.
All the locations, right. And that's what we do. You know, you talk to us, we input it into the system. The hearing aids now can grow more with the person mm-hmm. as the hearing loss gets mm-hmm. worse, whereas before, like I said, years ago, it was, okay, we're at the limit of this one. There's nothing else I can do. Mm-hmm. You know, there is always a ceiling to everything, as far up as you can go. But we've got more flexibility now. And some patients, they don't care what it looks like. Some of them said, Matt, if I got to drag it in a Red Rider wagon behind me, as long as I can hear. Other patients are concerned about that. I'm really, truly amazed at how powerful now we can make such tiny hearing aids.
And just to remind folks, like Kelly Ray said earlier, when you purchase your hearing aid through Taylor Hearing Center, anytime you need to walk in any of these offices for the lifetime of that device, have at it. Yeah. Free of charge.
If it came directly from us, we don't charge for, you know, checkups, re-evals, programming, things like that. That's always been part of our service. But as Kelly said before, when you choose to take another avenue, then we are bound by their rules and their charges and stipulations. And we have a huge binder full of all this information to help us understand it. When a patient says, I want to go through XYZ discount program, that way we are informing them of everything that they're going to have go on with that program.
Is it fair to say, like we tell our kids, make wise choices?
Make wise choices.
Yes.
Make wise choices, exactly.
Informed choices.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Dr. Matt Taylor and Kelly Ray Cooper of Taylor Hearing Centers. And this is Heather Loftus. Hey, Dr. Taylor, I was looking through your blog post on your website at TaylorHearingCenters.com. You got to be careful.
Didn't even realize I blog.
There you go. Your service does a nice job, I must say. But it was interesting. I found a post that talked about the battery lifespan of your hearing aid. And I was like, well, that's pretty, you know. I hadn't really thought about that. You know, everything in our life today has to be charged, it seems like. I mean, we're all, you know, our house is full of charging cables and cords and everything.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You know your husband loves you if he unplugs his phone to let you plug yours in. And
exactly.
That's what I always say.
Exactly.
But hearing aids, you've got to charge these hearing aids as well.
Yeah. You either have to have a power cell, you know, mm-hmm. a battery that you change periodically, mm-hmm. Which, of course, patients will always ask, well, what about the batteries with the hearing aids? How long do they last? It depends on how big the hearing aid is, how big the battery is. Some of the little tiny batteries, 3 to 5 days.
There are four sizes of batteries.
Yeah, the middle-sized ones, you're a week. Larger ones, 10 to 14 days.
Really?
Because you're powering a miniature computer now that helps you hear.
I'm surprised it doesn't take
pictures yet. But
if you have problems with it, do you call someone and they tell you to turn it off and turn it back on?
No, but we do tell you to open the battery door.
We
do tell you to open the battery door and close it again.
Yes, and open it at night. But now we are starting to get – we've had rechargeable hearing aids in the past that have been so-so. We had ones that got a little better recently, but now just this year we've started to get them with lithium ion batteries inside of them, which, yes, you can take on airplanes.
You can check them, or you can also have the charger with you.
We're good. We don't have to be nervous around.
Nope. Okay. They've done all the studies, and they passed all of the
They're not the Samsung
TSA.
Batteries. They're,
nope.
Okay.
No, but. You know, patients are always concerned with the expense of the batteries as far as the ones they change themselves. I mean, for us, I tell patients, when you get your batteries from us, figure $1 a week on batteries, you know, for two batteries. The rechargeable ones, you know, they're starting to last longer and longer. And I was looking at the brand new ones just yesterday, and it said they will charge up in 15 minutes.
Yes.
That was a big issue before as to how long they took to charge up. The new case is actually kind of neat too, that you put them in. It's even a dry kit for those of you that are familiar with dry kits and hearing mm-hmm. aids. So they've kind of incorporated those together, which was a nice touch.
Are you in big trouble if you get these batteries wet?
They're encased inside, so
but
the rechargeable ones that we have right now with the lithium ion batteries are primarily over the ear, which mm-hmm. have already been manufactured to be water resistant.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference between resistant and
proof.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't go scuba diving in the lake with them. Yeah.
Right. I see less and less of waterproof stuff being labeled because,
marketing.
The wording.
Yes.
Back to marketing. Yes.
Yes. But I can tell you that we're the cheapest batteries in town, and we always guarantee our batteries. If you come in and you've struggled and had actual battery problems, I've got the connection with my battery guys. I order our batteries monthly, and I know that we are running anywhere from 25 cents to 30 cents cheaper per battery than anybody else in town.
There you go.
And you can't get away with a guarantee. Do not store them in the refrigerator. And they are air activated. They're zinc air activated, which means once you pull the little tab, it then activates.
You can't put it back on.
So you can't put the tab back on and be like, but I don't understand. I didn't put it in my hearing aid, and now it won't work.
You know, I tell patients, if you think there's a problem with a hearing aid, try one new battery. If that doesn't work, try cleaning everything. If that still doesn't work, then bring it to us. I've had patients go through a box of batteries thinking all the batteries were dead and the hearing aid just needed to be deep cleaned.
Mm.
So it'll shut down if it's not clean?
If it gets completely plugged up,
Never thought of it.
If there's
like
wax or debris in front of that, it's just like putting a brick in front of a speaker. You can't hear. It's a screen up in front of it. So
now,
if you have a question.
I understand the wax part, but the
other debris category makes me a little nervous.
Wide range.
Skin follicles. Stuff from your hair.
Product.
Yeah.
Product.
Oh, hairspray.
Hairspray.
Oh, it's glue. Mm. It's glue.
It's bad juju on a hearing aid.
Yes. Yes. Makeup.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. So there's lots of things that can happen, but come in. I mean, if you have questions about your batteries or how to change them, I think that's what, to me, was the coolest thing about the rechargeable ones. For folks that really have terrible dexterity issues, sometimes changing that small hearing aid battery can become a challenge and frustrating. And these rechargeables are the ticket.
That you just
set them in the little
down.
Thing and walk away.
And I'm sure if someone came into the offices here on College Street, you would be more than happy to give them a demonstration.
Absolutely. Yes. Anytime.
Anytime. Give them a call, 424-4600. Of course, Taylor Hearing Centers is located on College Street here in Mountain Home. Kelly Ray Cooper, Dr. Matthew Taylor, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful Saturday.
Hey, special thanks to our new employee here at KTLO, Hannah Blevins, who was behind the board for her very first show on Local Matters. And I do believe we are still on the air. So way
good
to go,
job.
Hannah.
Welcome. Great job. Thank you.
Y'all have a good Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO.